in Daf Chof Dalet Amid Beis by the Mishnah. Sheir Hamazik Bershus Hanizik Ketzak. We have the end of the first Perek. The Mishnah had said as follows, that there is Hamisha Tamim B'Hamisha Mu'odim, and from the Hamisha Mu'odim, one of them was B'Sher Hamazik B'Shus Hanizik. Sher Hamazik B'Shus Hanizik Keitzad. Nogach, Nogaf, Noshach, Chovat, Boat, B'Shus Haram, B'Shalem, Chatzinezik. Bishus ha-nizik, Rabbi Tarfen, Oymer, Nezik, Sholem, Chachamrim, Oymrim, Chatzi Nezik. Bishus ha-nizik, Rabbi Tarfen holds that Keren Tamo pays Nezik Sholem. Omar lehem Rabbi Tarfen, Rabbi Tarfen tainit to the Chachamrim as follows. Uma b'mokim, Shehekel alashen balarego bishus harabim shupota. Hechme alehem bishus hanizik. Is the Teire who was makel by shen verego bishus harabim was machme bachot hanizik lishalim nezik shalom. Is mokem shehechme alakeren bishus harabim Lishalim chatzi nezek, in nidin shenach mir olov bershus hanizik lishalim nezek shol. So Rabbi Tarfen made a kal v'chomer, but if we find by shein v'regel that the Teira was makel olov bershus haram, you're in ganzen pot, afar pikein, bershus hanizik you pay nezek sholim. So Karen that the tale was Machma Olo Bishusami pay Chatzi Nezik. So about the Givish, you should pay Nezik Sholem Bishus Hanizik. Omru Loi Dayoi Lovoi Minadin Lies Kenode. There's a midah of Dayoi, we'll see in the Gemara. And even though Mitzad the Kalvo Chaimel, I should say that there should be a greater chomer b'chotzer hanizik than reshus haram. But since the mekor halimud is from keren b'shus haram, and keren b'shus haram pays chatzi nezek, so the lomed cannot be more chomer than the melamed. Da'i lovi min adin li yiskenodin, ma b'shus harabim chatzi nezek, ha b'shus hanizik chatzi nezek. On other hand, so Rav Tarfen told them, af ani loy odoin keren mikeren, I'm not learning out keren b'chotzer hanizik from keren b'shus harabim, Ani oda in keren miregel. I'm learning out keren b'chotzer hanizik from regel b'chotzer hanizik. Uma b'mokem sheheikel al ha-shein v'al regel b'shus harab. Hechme b'keren. Mokem shehechmer al ha-shein v'al regel b'shus hanizik. Ein edin shenachmer b'keren. That means we see that Keren is more chomo than Shein Veregel B'Shus Haram. So if the Teire put Chumris B'Chotzer HaNizik and Shein Veregel, Savadi Givis Keren, which is more chomo than Shein Veregel, should have these Chumris that Shein Veregel has. And here I'm learning out Keren b'chotzer hanizik v'shein b'regel b'chotzer hanizik. So here you shouldn't say dayoy. Amruloi dayoy lovi min adin liyoyis kenode. Ma b'shus haram chatzi nezek, a b'shus hanizek chatzi nezek. And even though the seif did, by every kal b'chaymer there's a tchilas din and a seif din, the tchilas din is to show us that keren is more chomo than shem beregel. That I see from keren b'shus haram. And that is the machriach that keren is more chomo from the tashlumei chatzi nezek b'shus haram. I see that keren is more chomo than shein v'regel, and from that I want to build that b'chotzer hanizik keren should also be al kaponim as chomo or have the chomo of shein v'regel. But since betchilas hadin, I prove it from keren pushus harab, which is chatzi nezek, so the soif din cannot be more chomer than the tchilas din. Just like the chomer of the tchilas din was chatzi nezek, so the chomer of the soif din also has to be chatzi nezek and not more than chatzi nezek. The Rishash is Klerz HaShayle. According to Rab Tarfin, that you pay Nezik Sholem B'chotzer HaNizik is a Knas or Momen. So he says, Misvore it is Knas, because we'll have later in the Gemara says that Rab Tarfin also holds Da'ayoy. But the mifrich kal v'chaymer, you don't say die. That means if the kal v'chaymer, I have a kal v'chaymer and I can't learn out anything from the kal v'chaymer, then I say die. But if I learn out something from the kal v'chaymer, so then I say dayoy on the other halachas. For example, we had the Gemara before said that according to Rab Tarfin, Nezik Sholem B'chotzer HaNizik Kopim B'Gufay. It'll be B'Gufay. And then I'll say Daya already. You're learning out from Kerem B'Shus Harab, which is B'Gufay. So, Nezik Sholem B'Shus HaNizik will also be B'Gufay. So he says, so l'chayr al pi cheshbin, so nezik sholem should be a knas also. I don't say daya, I'm learning out the kal v'chaymer, but since you're learning out from keren b'shus haram, which is a knas, so this is also a knas. And then he says, another cheshbin, he says, the Gemara says a cheshbin, the palgan is a knas, because it's b'cheske shimo. So it's Becheske Shimo, so there's a psachilik between Chotzer HaNizik and Shus HaRam, it's the same Becheske Shimo. So he says, so Mistome, we should assume that the Nezik Sholem of Keren, Bechotzer HaNizik, is Knas. But then he has a problem, so just the most mamayna miknosa la yalfina, so lacher knosa mamayna also la yalfina. They're two different, sugim in ganzen. This is knas, this is mamen. So how can you make a kalvachayma from mamen and knas? This is a ha'ora of the Rishash. Let us see Rashi. Nogach, nogach. Kulon Teudes Keren, from Nogaf and further. Shu Pota, Samadoch, Shem Beregulus Pota B'Shus Harab, Kedursivim Bir B'Steach B'Loi B'Shus Harab, Dayoi Lovoi Minadin Liyois Kenode. Keren B'Shus HaNizik, Sha'ato Meivi, midin keren b'shus haram. You're building the soiv din, you're being mechayev keren b'chotzal nizik from keren b'shus haram. If keren b'shus haram is mechayev, about to give us keren b'shus hanizik, should be chayev nizik sholem. The Kamat Karen Shechmelah Bishus Arab, and it didn't Shenach Meler Bishus Hanizik, so Karen should have the Chayma of Shem Veregel. But you're learning it out from Karen Bishus Arab. Le Oden Karen Mikam Kedamon Lel or Karen Miregel. Mokim Shechmelah Bishem Veregel, and it didn't Shemach Mer Bekarim. If the Torah, if this is a reshus, that the Torah was machmer all of, afilu b'shem b'regel, about the gebis, the Torah should be machmer b'kerem. Da'i yelovi minadin li yiskinod, and the same say, people love kerem b'shus harabim, lo'im mashkachas tzad chomu. That's the gilse. We don't find that kerem is more chomu, then Shein Veregel, only from Keren B'Shus Harabim, which is Chatzin Nezek. Before we see Tos, let us see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara, V'Rab Talfen Lesloi Dayoi, V'Dayoi D'Yereisehu, Dayoi is a D'Yereise, B'Sanye, Midin Kal V'Choyma Keitzat. He says, this Yud Gimel Midei Shatela Nidrosh is Behem. How do we know that Din Kal V'Chayma? We learn out, V'yoymer Hashem al Moshe, V'viyo Yorek Yorek Befaneh Aloi Sikolem Shives Yomem. If a father puts his daughter in the Zife, he's goyer on her. He spits at her. So this anhoge should be mechayev achlome shiva shome. Kalvochayme l'shchine abo asoyoy. So the shchine, which is greater than the father, should be abo asoyoy. And it's in the hezker of Miriam was 7 days. Now I saw the Bichas Avrom is Moira de Kahoret. Niredeye Semenshin Lamedalet Sifio Dalet. It says as follows. Nizifehi, what is the Taich Nizife? Sha'odom godol goyer boy. That an odom godol is screams at a person. Leima kama pleini chotzov ya merdike machutzif. An odom godol tells him he's a machutzif, so that means something. Vizem ishpotoi. This is the halacha of a person who an odom godol put him in a zife. Sheyei mischabe, he should hide. V'yei shev bebeisoi, don't show yourself around. The bistachapsa, you're a mechutzif, you're an oisvol. Sheyei mischabe, v'yei shev bebeisoi, v'yei nichlam, and he should be embarrassed. He shouldn't show himself to the person that the Adam Godu that was Goyer Olof. And he should be bizarre that Nebuch, that this person, this Adam Godu was Goyer Olof. So this is a menude. And this is the gather on the Zife. So, Lechayre, this is the Kal V'Chayma. Vavio Yorik Yorik before Neho, if her father would be goyer at her, Leisikolim Shiva Shomim, so Mamela, now we have Kalvachim Leshchinim. So the Shaila is, but this Din Nezife is Ad Rabon and the Kedin. This Aloch in Hilchis and Yeredei is Ad Rabon and the Kedin. And here the Torah is building from Avia. We're learning a halacha from Avia, Avia Gufo. Where does it say this halacha? It's old in the Zifas and the Rabbon and the Kedim. This is what the Michas Avram asks. And he says he found the Das Keni Mibalei HaTosfos says this kasha. The Das Kainim wants to say something very interesting. He wants to say that Amram was Nozaf Bobe Mitzrayim. Miriam came to Amram, and she said on the Vue, and that be Noilet Azocha, that's going to be Goyle Yisrael. Fine, so he got married. And later when they were mashlechim lano, so tofach lo al roisho, ayei nevuoscho. So he put up a nidui. That was, he was very angry at her. Vateisatzav meirochaik. She was meruchaik mi beiso. That's what the Daskenim wants to say, meirochaik mi beiso. So there she was already, it says already, the nidui me avio. I to call him Shiva Shomim, she didn't come home. I don't know how she got Yechevet to come to nurse Moshe, Abal Kaponim, but they sat of Mirochek. She was away from Amram. And Amram was, so he also asks Akasha, he asks, so it's not a din and avio. God, Amram was a god of Adur, this is, the Pasuk says the din is Adam Godel Goyer Bo. I mean, the Pasuk says Avio. Here we're talking about Amram Meisters. See, Tosfos Meisters is Taka Din and Avio. But upon him, the Ritas Loshen Pasuk, it would seem this is a Svora Pshuta, which is Mechayev Nidui, which is Mechayev Hesger. And we have a kal vachomer l'shchina abo asayoy. Aladayoy lovim min adin liyos kenodoy. So this is the makor of kal vachomer. From here we learn the middle of a kal vachomer. Because the halacha is built from a kal vachomer. Why did the Torah have to write this whole v'via yorik yorik b'fonele se'kolam shiva shomim, what's mayin shmitalei tzahar sinai? So the Torah wrote this to tell us that the halacha which we're going to apply to Miriam is nilmedo from v'via yorik yorik. In mitzad this kal v'chayme, it should be yudalad yoyim l'shchine. And it was v'tisoger shiva shomim. So you see, there's a mid of day. So the Gemara answers, "Ki les lo idaya heched de mifrech kal vachayma." That what a parfum doesn't hold of dayoy is that if the kal vachayma is not telling us anything through dayoy, I'm not learning anything from the kal vachayma. That means there's a midah of a kal vachayma that tells me that I'm entitled to learn out that the chomer is the chumrus of the kal. That's a mid of a kal v'chaymer. The chomer in halacha is the chumrus of the kal. And if I won't be able to learn out any chumre, because I know it already, for what in daye will make that I can learn out any chumre, then you don't say daye. Because the mid of a kal v'chaymer is machayev, that the chomer should have the chumras of the kal. But if I learn out a chumra through the mid of kal v'chomer, so then how far the chumra should go, how many chumras I can learn out, then I say daya. But it means if the kal v'chomer is teaching me something, then islay daya. So the Gemara explains. Hosom shiva deshchine leksivi. There is no posik that tells me that there should be a chiv hezger of shiva mitzad nezifa deshchine. There's no such posik. Osi kal v'chomer. So I want to learn out a kal v'chomer from Avia. If by Avia there's a din hezker shiva, so by the Shechina, which is more chomer than Avia, should zicha be a din hezker. And since it's more chomer, I see our besa. So mitzad chomer sheboy, it should be 14 days hezker. Then also dayoi apik shiva v'uki shiva. So now I say enachanami. Mitzad the midah of kal v'chomer, I should be mechayev a hezger of yudalad yoim by Miriam of the kal v'chomer. If by Avia there's a hezger of shiva, by shchina there should be a hezger of abo. So now I'm learning out two things. A din hezger and a din hezger of abo. So now there's a midah of dayoi. No, learn not only the din hezker. But the zmana hezker is dayoi like the melamed. You're learning out from avia. It's just like this man hezker of avia is shiva, this man hezker of shin is also shiva. Avol hoche chatzi nevez ksiv. Here, it says in the Torah that Karen pays chatzi nezik. Now, the Torah did not specify in which rishus that Karen pays chatzi nezik. So, learning chumash, since there are no specifications, I can assume that Kerem pays chatzinezik bein b'chotzer anizik bein b'rishus harab. It doesn't specify in which rishus this was. Now, I have a kal v'chomer that b'chotzer anizik Kerem tam should pay nezik sholem. So if you'll tell me the midah of dayoi, is the kal v'chomer is telling me the chomer should have the chumras of the kal, and shein v'regel is a chumra and chotzer anizik, so Karen tam should also have this chomer. So if you'll tell me, if you will tell me that I will say dayoi, the chomer that we could, that the greatest chomer could have is chatzi nezek. So then they'll come out, so the kal v'chomer is not teaching me anything. It's not teaching me any chomer whatsoever. Then I don't say dayoi. Because there's a midah of a kal v'chomer and a midah of dayoi. The midah of kal v'chomer tells me that a dovah chomer has to have the chumras of the kal. And the midah of dayoi whittles down how far the chumras can be. But if these chumras, the chumra of chatzi nezek, I know without the kal v'chomer. And by saying dayoi, I will not learn out anything from the kal v'chomer, then I don't say dayoi. That's the svar of Abtaf. Let us see what Rashi says.
Vodaye deraisu. Tishayiga be yudgimu midis peteres kainem midin kalvochaina. So Rav Tarfon said, Eichet de Mifrech, but if by saying dayoy you'll destroy completely the kalvochaina, umasnisen idoshes dayoy, Mifrech kalvochaina kule. In the Darshan Daya, he said, all Kavochim is Mifrech. Bloy Gomres Bo Midi. So you're not learning out anything from the Kavochim. Kidim of Hashin, Doha, some Shiva de Shechina like Sida. So Memele, so there the Kavochim is teaching me that it has a Chimer of Aviyot, that Al Kaponim is a Din Hezker Shvi. Shvi. Oche Chatzinezek Siv. Umash menami el shusanizik. Vidoshes dayoi vuk malay bushusanizik. Achatzinezik le agmarin in kalbochema midasore kalbochema. Which is coming to tell me that the chomor has to have the chumus of the kal. Is not teaching me any chema whatsoever. Then we don't say dayoi. That is the sfora of before we see the top Taisvus, let's see the second Taisvus. Kavuchayma l'shchine yudaladjoy. Aymer Rabbeinu Tam, Mishum, now how do we get to yudaladjoy? If Avio is 7 days, shchine is yudaladjoy. Tamrinim b'mapeles sh'ove eim noisnim boi kol echot heidvorim. Akadosh Baruch Hu noisin boi yudvorim. Estes in the Uber. The creation of the Uber is the shalei shutfim bodo. So each parent gives five inyonim in the Uber, the child. Tov gives the tzomeis, then gives the dam. Tov gives the loiven ha'ayin, then gives the shocher shabayin. Vakadosh Baruch Hu noisim bo yudvorim. The Baruch Shalom gives 10. The koyach ha'riyah, the ruach, the neshomer. So memele, so this shutif gives double amount as any of the other shutfim. So memele, if by Ovio there's a chiyev hezger of shivas yomim, so the shchine, which is double, a gaira of the shchine should be mechayev a double hezger. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. V'yesh mefoshim, the knockat yudalad yoim keneged shnei esgeris. The cheshbon of yudalad is that if avio is mechayiv one hesker, so the Rabban Shom should be mechayiv two hesgeris. Then hesker pochus mizayin yomim vechemucha b'tesef to the mesechtes ovis. And then the ovis the Rabnosen, it says, makes the kalvochema from a melech, madach a melech shenozaf be'echot, so this din is a hesker of shiva shomim, melech malchi amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this should at least be two eskerim. It's a poshet melech, this is melech malchi amlochim. There's nothing to do with the of, it means an Odom Godel, an Odom Choshev. Now let us see the top Taisvus. Ani loy odoin keren mikeren. We have here two oifanim how to make Rav Tarfon's Kal Vachomer. The first oifan was that even though the Torah was mekel b'shusarab manshem v'regel, the Torah was machma b'chotzer anizik, mokim sheichmer ala kerem b'shusarabim, yipeh chatzinesik, and then shemachma lo b'shusarabim. So we're learning out if the Torah was machmer keren b'shusaram tebeh chatzinesik, about the gibis b'chotzer nizik et shepeh nezik sholem, because shem b'regel that's potter b'shusarabim pays nezik sholem b'chotzer nizik, and that they said dayoy. So Rab Tarfon said, "Lei odin keren mi keren ani odin keren mi regel." That we see keren is more chomer than regel b'shusarab. So therefore, keren should have all the chumras of regel b'chotzer anizik. So ani odin keren mi regel. Ani loy odain keren mi keren. Zuktoismis le devrayam komalo. Snapshot is that the first kavochaima was wrong. Bloody day last loy die heged de mifre kavochaima. He bechlau doesn't hold of die Rav Tarfon. Heged de mifre kavochaima. So that what he's wording around the kavochaima, making the kavochaima different oifen, that's not Litzorchoi. According to Rav Tarfon, the first Kavuchemer is a beautiful Kavuchemer. Because you don't say Dayoi if the Kavuchemer is not teaching me any Chumras. But you don't hold my Svore, or so Al Kaponim, I'll make you a Kavuchemer, which will not be Mugbul by the Mid of Dayoi. So Al Koponim, so this second Kal V'Chomer is a Kal V'Chomer Keren B'Chotzer Anizik from Shem V'Regel B'Chotzer Anizik. If Shem V'Regel B'Chotzer Anizik pays Nezik Sholem, Keren B'Chotzer Anizik Shazicha pays Nezik Sholem. V'im Toima, Frektoisviz, so you're learning our Keren from Shem V'Regel. Oh, I have a Pirch on the Kal V'Chomer. You know why Shein Beregel pays Nezik Shalom B'chotzer Anizik? Ma'ale Shein Beregel Shekein Ezek and Motzoi. It's Ezek and Motzoi. Toime Bekeren Shein Ezek and Motzoi Kol Kach De Becheske Shimbo Kaimi. Lamando Mepal Geniske Knose. So how could you learn out? That means you want to tell me that Keren Tam b'chotzer anizik pays nezik sholim. If shem v'regel pays nezik sholim, we can't just zustand to shem v'regel. Shem v'regel is a zeikei motzoi, and keren is not a zeikei motzoi. So how could you derive that keren should pay nezik sholim dum yedei shem v'regel when keren is a shvacher a mazik than shem v'regel? Ve'ein loymar. Merishus l'rishus gomrino. No, we're not learning out keren from shein v'regel. If I be learning out keren from shein v'regel, so you're right. So I have a pilche. Shein v'regel is chayev nezik sholem because it's a zeke motzoi. No, be'etzem the limud is merishus l'rishus gomrino. Uma rishus harabim shehekel bo leinyin shein v'regel hechme bo leinyin keren. Rishus hanizik shehechme bo leinyin shein v'regel avad gebiz shebimachme leinyin keren. So I'm learning the meat of the Kal V'Chomer is there are two rishuyos. There's a rishus hakal. That's Rishus HaRabim. Shem HaRegel is Potter. And there's Rishus HaChomo. So, Madoch in Rishus HaKal, Keren pays. Savad gewiss a rishus achomo that Shem Regel pays, Avad gewiss Karen should pay. And perhaps if we're making the Kalvochaima in this oifen, that the limud is that the rishus ach, if the rishus achomo can be mashpia that Shem Regel should pay Nezek Sholem, Avad gibis the Rishus Achom, it should be Mashbi, the Karen should pay Nezek Sholem. Because in Afil and the Rishus Akal Karen pays Chatzi Nezek. But I'm learning, so the Kal Vochayme is telling me that the Rishus that's Mashbi, that's Mechayiv Shein Veregel should be Mechayiv Karen. The Rishus should be Mechayiv. So now I'm learning out Karen from Shem Veregel. I'm saying the Rishus Hechomo, which is Mechayiv, even the Mazik, which is Mechayiv Shem Veregel, should be Mechayiv Karen. So Taisva says, however you'll word the Kal Vochayma, you can still ask a Pilche. In Mikom Mokim Shayech LeMifrech Shaper, you can ask a Pilche Kedamashma LeKama. The boy LeMelef Koifer Sholem Betam Bechotzer Anizik Menizikin DeRegel. A very interesting, perhaps difficult Gemara. The Gemara wants to say as follows. Rav Tarfon holds that Karen Tamo B'Shus HaRabim pays Chatzi Koifer. Rabbi Yisrael Gluli holds that a Tam pays Chatzi Koifer. If he killed that, Tam killed someone B'Shus HaRabim, he pays Chatzi Koifer. So he makes a Kal Vochomer, so B'Chotzer HaNizik will pay Koifer Shalom. Now, how does they make a Kal Vochomer? Where do you see a pay Koifer Shalom B'chotz HaNizik? From Shem Veregel. So the Gemara says, I got news for you, Shem Veregel doesn't pay Koifer. So how are you going to learn out that Karen Tamo will pay Koifer Shalom from Shem Veregel? Shem Veregel B'chotz doesn't pay Koifer. So Gemara says, I'm learning out from Nezikin the Shem Veregel. And I'm learning out two sugim. I see that by Nezikin, Chotzer HaNizik, even though Chotzer Rishus HaRabim cannot be Mechayiv Tashlumi Nezokin on Shein Veregel, but Rishus HaNizik is Mechayiv Nezik Sholem. So if Rishus HaRabim is a Chatzi Koifer, and Rishus Kal is a Chatzi Koifer, Avad the Gewissen, the Rishus Chomo, there should be Koifer Shalom. If the Rishus HaNizik can be Mechayev Nezik Shalom, Rishus HaNizik should be Mechayev Koifer Shalom. So the Gemara, that's the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Uporich, Mal Nezikin de Regu, Shekein Yeshnon Be'esh. Now, I think Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha is that L'chayre, you can't learn out Nezikin. You can't learn out Kaifer from Nezikin. Because Eish is also Chayiv B'chotzer HaNizik Nezek Sholem. And Eish is Potter B'Kaifer M'Nezek Sholem. So I have a Pirche on your Kal Vochomer. I says your Kal Vochomer is if Chotzer HaNizik could be Mechayiv Nezek Sholem, so Chotzer Nizik could be a Mechayiv of Koifer Sholem. So I'll bring you a Raya from Eish, that even though Eishes chayev b'chotzer anizik nezik sholm, eishes potter b'teifa b'chotzer anizik. So l'chayre, so the speaker shows us that if you see that eish is not chayev b'teifa b'chotzer anizik, so you can't learn out Karen from Shein Veregel. You're learning out Karen from Shein Veregel. I don't know clear how the Pircha goes yet, but on Kaponim we see we make such a Pircha. Because Shein Veregel also is part of Mina Kaifa. I don't know exactly how the pircha goes, but I'll kaponim, perhaps when we'll get there, we'll understand a little better. I'll kaponim, you see, so Tosis is being a raya from that Gemara. So just like from over there, we see that I can make a pircha, so here I can also make a pircha, even though the Kal Vachomer is from Rishuyos. V'yeshloimah the laf pirchi. So Tosfos says the laf, this pirchi, let's go back to the kasha, that we have a pirchi on the Kal Vachomer. How can you learn out Karen from Shein Veregel? That Karen should have the chumris of Shein Veregel. Shein Veregel is Hezek Emotzi. Karen is not Hezek Emotzi. So Taisu says that's not a pilcha. Dein chumre zu mayeles lechaivai b'shusaram. You're telling me that Shein Veregel is more chomo than Karen. It's a beautiful svara. But there's an inyan of kol za'achnis pekal v'chaimah. That means, let's look what happens in the Rishus HaKal. Shein v'regel in Rishus HaRabim, even though it has all these svaros that it says, Eike Motzi, it's part of Rishus HaRabim. Karen, that doesn't have this mile of Shein v'regel, it's not as Eike Motzi, it's Chayev Rishus HaRabim. So you see that the svaris aloy maila v'aloy merit. So memeila, and that's the proof is Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim is the proof. So memeila, so in chotzer anizik, if shein v'regel is chayv nezik sholem, so about the givis keren should be chayv nezik sholem. V'ochi dainin in Kal Vachomer. So the Kal Vachomer goes like this. So ma shein v'regel. She'ein chumreis mei ilois l'chaivoi b'rishus haram. Mei ilois b'rishus hanizik l'chaivoi nezik sholem. That's a b'sdegirse. Karen, that those coolers that it has, it does not pater in b'shus harabim. Ma'ad rabbi is chay b'shus harabim. Sabar de givis, yishibi chay b'chotzer anis. So that means, if I can prove to you, from b'shus harabim, that the chaymer of shein v'regel does not accomplish anything, and the kula of Karen is not migareya, the halach of Karen. So I'm proving to you from Rishus HaRabim that these svaris do not accomplish anything. That you see from Rishus HaRabim. So memele, so this should not be a reason that b'chotzer anizik Karen should pay less than Shein v'regel. Ubepeire kame de zvochim. So now Tosfos brings a gemorin zvochim. Gabi shoichet lishmo, Lizraik Domo Sheloy Lishma. The Posel Mikalvochaimo de Sheikhet Chutzlas Mane de Kosher. The Gemara wants to say as follows. Let's just say over what the Gemara is talking about, and then we'll see what Taisvus Kash is. The din is, let's talk about pigul. A person, what is the case of pigul? Pigul is that there should be achile chutz lizmanai. Achile means achilas mizbeach, achilas odom, but it should be an achile chutz lizmanai. So let us say a case of pigul. I'm shechting now the kolben. That the Zrika should be tomorrow. The Zrika is an Achilas Mizbeach. Or I'm shechting now the Kolben that the Aktore should be tomorrow. Or I'm shechting now the Kolben that I'll eat it tomorrow. So, Chutzlis Manoi, so, Chutzlis Manoi is by an Achila. So if you're shechting, that the Achila should be Chutzlis Manai, or I'll be Zoyrik, that the Aktore should be Chutzlis Manai, that's called Pigul. What if a person will shecht, I'm shechting Chutzlis Manai? What does that mean? Nothing. It doesn't mean, that's not Pigul. So let's now understand the halach is by chutzlis mani. A person will shecht, I'm shechting chutzlis mani, it's a kosher kol. I'm shechting now that there should be an achilas mizbeya chutzlis mani, it's pigul. Fine. Now let's go into the psul of shaloi lishmo. A person will shecht, I'm shechting now shaloi lishmo. Ooh, what? It's a possible kol. I mean, a kol that's nivsel achatos, that's nivsel shaloi lishmo. Chatos and the Pesach, let's nivshu shaloi lishmo, so I shech shaloi lishmo, it's possible. So Moses says, so what would be a din if I'm shechting now that al menas that will be zeirik shaloi lishmo? That was my machshove b'shah shchita. So the Gemara made a kal v'chayma from shaloi lishmo from pigul. Ma doch pigul. If you shecht chutz lizmanoi, it's kosher. This doesn't mean anything. But if you shecht al menas lizrei chutz lizmanoi, the kolben is possible. The psul of shaloi lishmo, if I shecht shaloi lishmo, it is possible. So if I'll shecht lizrei shaloi lishmo, that's my machshava now. I'm shechting now lizrei shaloi lishmo, it should zicha be possible. Kal v'chayma from chutz lizmanoi. Now, Shaykhit Lishmo, Lizrak Dama Shaloi Lishmo, the Apostle Mikal Vochayma, the Shaykhit Chutzlis Mani de Kosha. Fine. What makes the Kal Vochayma? Uporich, Fekte Gemara Kashem, Ma Lechutzlis Mani Shekain Kores. You can learn out Shaloi Lishmo from Chutzlis Mani. Chutzlis Mani is Kores, it's Pigul, and Shaloi Lishmo is Apostle, there's no Kores. So let's understand Taisvus Kasha. Taisvus just said before Yesod that let's look at the Sheirish of our Kal Vochayme. You told me that Shem Beregel is more chomo than Kerem because Shem Beregel is a kemotzi. So Taisvus said, let's look in Rishus Haram. In Yeshem Beregel, with all these chumres, it's part of Rishus Haram. In Karen, with all its chesroinis, is chay b'shus haram. So you see, all these svaralach are very nice, but it doesn't have any weight. It doesn't the noch alle svaris. Karen is more chomer than shein bereg. So mele, I make my kal v'chomer not geiris these svaris. So let's say the same thing over here also. The world making a kal v'chomer. You shaychit chutz lizmanoi, it's kosher. You shaychit shaloi lishma, it's possible. So you tell me, but you know, pigul is kores. Good. But good. Pigul is kores, but I'm shaychet shel chutzlos manai, even though pigel is koris, it's kosher. It's a kosher ikom. And I'm shaychet shel oilishmo, even though there's no koris, it's a posel ikom. So you see this koris is lemal lemerit. So memele. So just like I said before, that ezeke motzi is lemal lemerit, so memele, so the chi of koris of pigles also lamailamot, not proving to you by shrite. So Taisus says, no, there's a merda kechilik. Afarpi she'ein chumrezu me'eles l'sheichet chutzles manoi. Afarpi. So Taisvis asks, "Vafar pishen chumusu me elis l'shoichet chutzlos mane lifsoil." So Taisvis says, "Chumre shechmira teire shani, the kiven shechmira teire chumre zu ichmira chumra acher." So Taisvis says, "Lamaise pigul is a chumre that shloilishma doesn't have." By pigul this course, there's much possible, and there's no course. So memele, so in halacha, this is not svara, this is halacha. In halacha, I see pigul has one choymer more than shloi lishmo has. So now you're showing me in another case, shloi lishmo has one choymer that pigul doesn't have. You're right. Fine. But now, achei kichloi sakoil, so what do I know now? I know in one place pigul is more chomer than shaloi lishmo, and another place I see shaloi lishmo is more chomer than pigul. So now can you come to a conclusion? Can you make a kal vachomer? Now I'm talking about a third place. I'm talking about by pigul a shoychet al menas lizroik chutzlos manei is posel. That's a chomer. That's by pigul. Do I have a kal vachomer? Say, well, if this is by pigul, so memele it should zicha be by shaloi lishmo. You have no right to say this because I see there are other chumris that pigul have that shaloi lishmo doesn't have. So maybe this is one of the. This is also a chumra. A mid of a kal vachomer can only be used if I'm sure that the chomer is more chomer than the cow. So then they have all the chomers of the cow. But if I can show you in one place that this cow is more chomer than the chomer, so mevela, so which is cow and which is chomer? This is a chomer, this is a chomer. So we're talking about a second chomer, mechitesi, that you should apply by shaloi lishmo, we see shaloi lishmo is gringer than pigul in einish kares. So it could be it's gringer also that shoychet al menas lizrek shaloi lishmo will also be kosher. So bekitzer, Taisvis is differentiating between a chumre aksuve bekro to a chumre besvore. A chumre besvore, which I see halachically, does not make any difference. So chumre besvore, I can make a kal vachomer because kol ze achnes be kal vachomer. With all these svores, I see that the keren is more chomer than shein veregel. With all your svores, so memele I can make my kal vachomer. But a chumra aksuve b'toyrim. So then a chumra aksuve b'toyrim that. So I see in one case that this is more chomer, that pigul is more chomer than shaloi lishmo. So it could be in this case it's also more chomer. The kimin shechmira teira chomer zu, shechmira chomer acheres. Vim taima, veheichi komri rabbonon dayoi. How do the rabbonon say dayoi? Kol kavochimel kachu, de bishvil chumra achite ktano sheyesh boze ma sheim boze yeshlitein B'chomo kol achumre shebekal. That means every kavochaima starts off with a chomer that the chomer has over the kal. And then I say, all the chumres that the kal has, the chomer also should have. Even though we're starting off with a smaller chumre. That means we're learning out that the basis of the kal vachomer is, because this is more chomer than this, whatever size the chumre might be, and therefore I come to a conclusion that it should have all the chumres that the kal has. I don't say dayoi, that it should remain with that chumre kal. That chumre ktano. I learn that it should have more chumres. V'yeshloima kivin shachumre me'ein hadin shonoboim lilmoid shayech loimer dayoi shapir. So Tosfos says that the pilcha of dayoi is if the chumre would be in another inyan, so then I say that's the mid of kal vachomer. If I see that B is more chomer than A in a certain inyan, so then B should have all the halachic chumres that A has. Fine. But if the chomer of B over A is in the same sug, what I want to learn out, then there's a midah of dayoi. For example, let's say the case of the Torah, we'll say the case of here. I see the chumre I want to learn out Shechina from Aviyah. I want to learn out Shechina from Aviyah. So since the Chomer of Aviyah is in Hezker, so if the Chomer is in the Inyan, what I want to learn out, so then I can't learn out more than that Chomer. That means the Chomer is in Hilchis Hezker. How many days? 7 days. So I can learn out more than that chaimer. So the lomid can only be a hezger of 7 days. Or by us, if the chaimer of Karen over Shein is in Tashlumen, because Karen pays chatzi nezik, so when I want to learn out a chaimer of Tashlumen, it cannot be more than the chaimer which we're building from. That's also a chaimer of Tashlumim, which is Chatzines. But if you have a Zaitike chaimer, which shows us that B is more chomer than A, so then I can learn out halachically that B is all the chumras of A. If the chaimer is not in the same sug that the limud is going to be. That's what Tosfos is saying. Ve'im taima beperik echad dine momenis oma. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, utei kvuras meis mitzvah doiche Shabbos mikal vochema. The Gemara wants to say that if a person finds a meis mitzvah in Shabbos, he should be able to be buried him in Shabbos. A mikal vochema, a kal vochema. Uma avoide shehi doiche Shabbos, Kvures meis mitzvah doicha oisom. Shabbos shenitris mibnei avoide in edin shetais meis mitzvah doicha oisom. Now let's explain the kal vachom. The kal vachom is as follows. Avoide is doicha Shabbos. That means the chayves hayoim is doicha Shabbos. The tamidim are doicha Shabbos. The mesofim are doicha Shabbos. Chayvus Hayom is Toichei Shabbos. That's Avoide. So you see, Avoide is stronger than Shabbos. Avoide Hayom is Toichei Shabbos. What happens if we need Kahanim to do the Avoide Hayom and we find a Meis Mitzvah? So the halacha is, this day we won't be Makriv Kobonis, not Shabbos, we're talking about during the middle of the week. This day won't be Makriv Kobonis, we're going to take care of the Meis Mitzvah. This 2000 Meisei Mitzvah, Rahman and Etzlon, so all Kahanim leave their job, and they go on the Isaac and the Kvuras Meis Mitzvah. What's going to be with the Avoide? No Avoide today, finished. So we see that Kvuras Meis Mitzvah is more choshev than Avoide. Avoide is more choshev than Shabbos. So the middle of Kal v'chomer. So if Avoide is doiche Shabbos, Kvuras Meis Mitzvah shezicha be doiche Shabbos. So now, I want to learn out Hilchis Dechiye, that Kvuras Meis Mitzvah should be Doiche Shabbos, from Hilchis Tchiye, because Kvuras Meis Mitzvah is Doiche Avoide. Now, Taisus just told us guidelines before that if you're learning, if the Melamed and the Lomed are the same Sug, then you say Daye. I mean, that was by Miriam. The Malamed was Hesker, and the Lomed is Hesker. That's by us. The Malamed is Tashlumim. Chiyuvi Tashlumim, and the Lomed is Dine Tashlumim. Then you say that the Dvorim Hanilmodim cannot be more humble than the Dvorim Hamalamdim if they're the same soup. Traktaisvis, so here we have the same scenario. That we're learning Dechiyah from Tchiyah. We're learning Avoides Deiche Shabbos. So, Meis Mitzvah should be Deiche Shabbos, because Meis Mitzvah is Deiche Avoid. So, I'm building my Limud from Meis Mitzvah that's Deiche Avoid. So I'll say Dayoy. Meis Mitzvah is Deiche Avoid B'Shei Baal Tase. You're not doiche b'kum v'asei, you're doiche b'shei v'al tase. So memele, so meis mitzvah, I want to be doiche Shabbos, should be doiche Shabbos, like it's doiche avoide, b'shei v'al tase. Not b'kum v'asei. How could you learn out that mekvures meis mitzvah should be doicha avoide bekum vasei, if your whole mekair is from kvures meis mitzvah is doicha Shabbos, say dayoy. The oifen atchia of Shabbos cannot be greater than the oifen atchia of avoide. And if there it's only doicha b'shei v'altas, it also should be doicha b'shei v'altas. So, come on, it won't be doicha Shabbos al kapon. But Kumbasai, that's Taisvus Kashi. Pimtaima, Bepeirik Echodin Imomenes, Omar Teikvuras Meis Mitzvah, Deiche Shabbos Mikal Vochaim, Omar Avoidishi Deiche Shabbos, Kvuras Meis Mitzvah Deiche Oiso, Shabbos Nithud Ne Avoidin Edin Shetahei, Meis Mitzvah Deiche Oiso. Ashta neymal, kamoish in a deiches avoid elo b'sheib al tase, kach al titche Shabbos elo b'sheib al tase. V'yeshloimal, kiven de guf ha'avoido nitches b'bnei kvures meis mitzvah. That means, if Kvuras Meis Mitzvah could be oiker avoide. Snapshot is that Kvuras Meis Mitzvah is a chaima over avoide. Tvuris meis mitzvah could be mafkiya and mevatel avoida, period. Ein lono loima shetechamura mimeno bishumokim. Here we can say, if I could make Ashen Blotter from Avoide, I can be Oika Avoide completely, so then we can never say that Avoide should be more humble than Kfuras Meis Mitzvah. So if Avoide is Deicha Shabbos, Bekumba Say, so then Kfuras Meis Mitzvah should also be Deicha Bekumba Say. Let us go further in the Gemara. So, till now, we learned that Rav Talfin also understands and is made in the middle of Dayai, but the Pasuk is speaking about Eichad Eloi Ifrich Kal Vochemer. The Kal Vochemer is teaching me a din Hezger of 7 days by Shrine. Then you say Daya and the other 7 days. But by Keren, the Kal Vochemer is not teaching me anything if you'll say Daya. So then, I learned something from the Kal Vochemer, and Malkabon Mishapain Ezek Shalom. That's Rav Talfin. The Rabbonot. The Rabbonot say, Shiva Dishchine Ksivi. I got news for you. Shiva de Shchini Ksivi, Tisoger Shivas Yomen. It says often that is a Chiyuv Hezger Shivas Yomen by the Shchini. So Yosef Ifrich Kal Vochemer. That means like this. The Torah said, let's try to understand this, that let's make believe the Torah would have said, Tisoger Shiva, the Rabban Shul said, Tisoger Shiva Shom. Finished. Miriam is Chayiv Hezger Shiva Shom. Enough in the Pasuk, she's Chayiv Hezger Shiva Shom. Then the Pasuk would say, Vavia Yorek Yorek Pafaner Aloisi Kolam Shiva Shom. Afterwards, the Torah will tell us this. So now, what is the Torah telling me this for? What? By Nafkamine? So the Torah is coming to tell us a Yisod that, you know, there's a Kal Vochemer also that she should be. First I'm telling you the Loch. Tisoger Shiva Shom. Finished. Then I'm telling you, you know, there's a Kal Vochemer that Miriam should be Behesker. So now I'll start looking. So first the Torah told me Tisoger Shiva Shom. Then the Torah told me there's a Kal Vochemer. So Kan Sheil Aben. So why is the Torah telling me there's a Kal Vochemer? Why did the Torah have to inform me there's a Kal Vochemer? So Kocha, the Torah wanted to teach me that even though there's a Kal Vochemer, and mitzad the Kal Vochemer it should be Shchina Yudalad Yoim, but it's only 7 days, and you can't use the Kal Vochemer for anything. I'm telling you there is a Kal Vochemer, and I'm telling you you can't use the Kal Vochemer for anything. Because you're not ready to saw Geshiva Shaman. So Mamela, the Rebbein Shul is coming to tell us that the Midah of Dayoi works even Hechad the Mifrach Kal Vochemer. Because I'm telling you to saw Geshiva Shaman. So the Halacha says already without the Kal Vochemer. Then I'm telling you, you know, you can figure this out with a Kal Vochemer. So this Yediyah figure of Kal Vochemer is not coming to tell me the Halacha, because I told you the Halacha already. It's coming to tell you, even though there's a Kal Vochemer, and the Kal Vochemer L'chayre could tell you more out to me than the Kal Vochemer, it's going to be only Shiva Shomim, because you say, Daya Falecha de Mifrach Kal Vochemer. V'tabon en Shiva de Shchimik Sivit, Tisoger Shiva Shomim. So it's also Ifrach Kal Vochemer. The Rav Talfin, Ahite Soger Tarshine Dayu. It's the other way. It's not the way we said. First the Torah wrote the Kal Vochemer. First the Torah told us the Kal Vochemer. And then, so if the Torah would have stopped there, I'd end up by 14 days. So the Torah says, Tisoger Shiva Shomim, you say Dayu. The Torah, not the Soger, the Soger is being magdol the Kal Vachomer. Not, it's telling me the din, I know the din already. The Tesoger is telling me how much I can learn from the Kal Vachomer and how much I can't learn. But the Indian of Hezger Miriam without a Kal Vachomer wouldn't know anything. See, it's not Mifrich Kal Vachomer. The Kal Vachomer is telling me there's a Hezger of 7 days. And Tisoga Shivisham is telling me no more because of the Midav Dai. Fine. So the Gemara says, you're right. The Rabbonan Ksiv Kro Achine, there's another Pasik. Vatisoga Miriam. It says, Nachamo Vatisoga Miriam Shivisham. So why need this Pasik? So this Pasik is coming to tell you, this pasuk is coming to tell you that even though it says in the pasuk that he saw Ger Miriam, so you know already there's a din hesker of Shiva Shomim. From that's when we say Dayoi and Eichad the Mifrach Kal Vachomer. Berab Tarfen. So that we'll come to learn now from the Yitter of what he saw Ger Miriam. Berab Tarfen, who that filled up Baalme Darshin and Dayoi. Rav Tarfen says, no. Daye I learned from Tisoger Shiva Shami. Why does it say Vatisoger Miriam? To tell me Ba'al Medarshin and Daye. For Loitayma Hochemishim Kvoide Shal Moshe Avo Ba'al Meloi Kamash Melon. That means, I would think that if I would just learn the beginning of the Pasuk, I would think like this. That really a Kal Vachomer goes all the way. And the Kal Vachomer should be Mechayiv Yudalad Yom. That what the Rabbi Nishom said, Tisoger Shivas Yomim, is Kvaydi Shal Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, Kel Narafon Allah. I mean, there was Moshe Rabbeinu was mispallel that there should not be anything. So Mishim Kvaydi Shal Moshe, so Moshe said, good, we'll make a Kal Vachomer, and we'll say Daye. That's Lekvoitcha. But all over when we make a Kal Vachomer, we go all the way. This that we whittle down the limb of the Kal Vachomer, this is Lekvoitcha. So that's why I would think. That's what he says about Tisogir Miriam, to tell me that all the time you say Daye, it's a meeting Kal Vachomer, not Mishum Kvoidai Shal Moshe. Zogt Rashi, Reb Tarfen hu tisog lashmini dashin in da Yehudosa, di lak siv hocha mekmini lay arbeisa, vafil balma dashin in da Yoi, umit yitur dekro gam rinan lay. Like this would only say da Yoi over here, I would say maybe this is not aloch in Kal Vachomer, this is mishim kvoide shal Moshe. So the Yitter is coming to tell us that all over we darshan da Yoi.